When last we spoke to Fred Taylor, his son's team was trailing 21-0 in the state championship game. Little did we know that Kelvin was going to score 5 touchdowns and lead his team to the comeback and win a state title. Congratulations.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, Fred?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Not bad at all. No complaints here.
So were you following, you know, Dale just alluded to that. Were you following that game the whole time on your phone, or did you say, all right, this is a little crazy. Let me step away from this thing for a little bit.
I always say God is good. God is great in so many ways. When I got home, I just browsed the channels, and all of a sudden it pops on my TV. I caught it after halftime, and later in the afternoon I was able to see the entire game. But it was a very good game for us, not so much for the other team. But, man, they fought. They showed a lot of resiliency. They stood in there down 21-0, and it worked out for them.
What was your opinion about the excessive celebration? What in your interpretation, what happened?
Well, the first unsportsmanlike, I didn't see it initially, but after I watched the entire game, I saw he and another young guy just up in each other's faces. And that's football, you know. They called him for taunting. He told me that the guy was saying, "Taylor, you're not gonna get anything. You're soft. You're sorry." So he started back jabbing at him. So he got an unsportsmanlike for that one. And then the second one, the high stepping, and then the vintage Adrian Peterson is what he likes to call it. I'm like, you don't do your dad's celebration, but he's like, "Dad, when the last time he scored a touchdown?"
Oh, man.
he snuck one in on me. I told him better watch out. But, you know, even that one, I didn't think it was a whole lot, but those are the rules. And like us all, we have to abide by them. And I explained it to him that he has to be careful because it hurt him. He really had hoped he would have gotten 50 carries. To push that record on up there, but I told him those last 5 minutes cost him.
You know, one of the things that I know you've said you're very proud of is how he's overcome some knee difficulties this year. He's persevered, slow start to the season. How much of that is lessons coming straight from Dad on stuff like that?
Well, even early on in the off season, when he had the knee operation, I just told him, "Hey, these things can go either way, depending on yourself. You can get stronger by it, mentally and physically. You know, you can learn how to fight through adversity when things aren't going your way and develop and gain mental toughness." And I explained to him how all of that works, as well as being patient. You know, things aren't going to happen overnight, especially in the run game. You have to just chip away and chip away, and then next thing you know, there's your diamond in the rough that you're looking for all along. And even in that game, prior to the game, I told him, be patient because they're going to key on you. You're 85% of the offense, so just be patient and just keep chipping away and grinding it out. And he did so, and it all worked out for him at the very end.
At the end of the last two games, Fred, against the Jets and against the Bears, you've been able to get in and get some carries. How much is that helping you, if at all?
Well, you know, I have to be able to live by my words that I'm telling him. You know, it's not the best situations, and I've been in, you know, throughout my career, I'm used to playing. I'm used to playing, and I'm used to playing a lot. And right now at this point, that's not what's happening for me right now, but there is a process, and I understand that. And like I tell him, be patient and continue to chip away. And this is, for me, it's all in God's plan. There will be a green light one day. And I'll be ready. That's my thing. Preparation is key for me. I'm ready to go. And as soon as the coaches decide to green light me and let me go, I'll be more than ready. But right now it's a process, and we're going to keep chipping away.
I know you're very anxious to get to that outdoor practice field, so we don't want to keep you from that opportunity.
Hey, I tell you what, we set a record the other day. It was the coldest I had ever practiced in my life Wednesday. But it was good. It's part of the preparation progress.
Fred, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks. And congratulations again on Kelvin's season.
Thank you.
Take care.